Let's talk about it in the Violent Nature. This is one of the films we saw at Sundance this past a couple of months ago. I was going to say like last year, but this is actually one we just recently saw at Sundance. And let me tell you this little quick story about this movie here. We were pretty much landing, and the movie was going to play that day in a couple of hours, actually, by the time we landed. So immediately once we got off the plane, hopped on an Uber because we landed in Salt Lake City. Went straight down to Park City, beautiful entryway into Park City. Always got to tell you that. But yeah, we just rushed there. We got our press passes, everything. And then we had to go all the way to the theater where it was playing because we were going to go to the P&I for this, which is the press and industry screening. So we had to get on the shuttle and just made it right on time to watch this film in the theater with a bunch of other people who were just excited for it. So that's a little bit of a background into me going into this film and just how crazy it was because we had woken up really early for our flights and we pretty much were running on a little bit of caffeine because we didn't really have time to get something to eat and just wanted to watch this movie. All that to say that In a Violent Nature is going to change the game of the horror genre, in my opinion. And I think that there is no middle road. Nobody's going to say, I'm not sure how I feel about this movie. You either love it or you hate it. And I think that Chris Nash developed here something very interesting, who is a director, of course. So this is a movie that is taking a slasher genre and pretty much inverting it on its head and saying, you know what? Those survivors and everything, it's been cool. We're cool with seeing how they survive, what they do, all of that. But how about we take it to the killer and see what they're up to during the kills and all of that in the in-betweens? Because, you know, Michael, Jason, Freddy, they're not just slashing the whole time, right? They're a little bit quiet. They're hiding, they're plotting, they're planning, whatever they do. So in this film, we see what the killer's doing in between each kill as they walk and walk and walk sometimes, or just sit there. And I think that this film does a great job at really pushing what the slasher film can be because we get these very long moments of almost no dialogue. We don't hear anything but the woods, the trees, the creatures around, the footsteps of the killer. Maybe in the distance we hear somebody talking, but we're not entirely sure who they are. And so we get those moments of very intense violence because the violence is intense. It's in your face. And there is a kill in here that everybody's going to be talking about. And we'll talk more about it as soon as the film does come out. This is coming out May 31st, by the way. And then you're just left with silence again. And I kind of feel like it makes the film that much more bleak. There is no soundtrack, there is nothing. It just feels very much so like a dark and heavy film in that manner where the people die and then there's nothing to it anymore. Just the screams fading out and just the footsteps continuing of this killer, almost like this is what it's going to be and this is how it's going to go. And I really enjoyed the film for that aspect of it, as well as the beautiful shots that were included here from Chris Nash. Now, I will say that this film will test your patience. It tested mine at points. I was wondering there as I was sitting there and watching this and feeling the jet lag and just wondering, okay, this is what we're going to get for the most part. Am I okay with this? I feel like I am, but deep down, am I really okay with this? You're asking yourself these questions as you're watching the film. And I don't think that that's a bad thing to ask because it's a film that we haven't seen be done before like this. And it's very much so a new experience. I know many people who watched it and just loved it, had a blast with it as they were watching it the first time, and other people who really hated it. I found myself there thinking I enjoyed what this did. I found some of the aspects of the film a bit tedious and I wasn't sure how to feel about it. But the more I thought about it and sat with it, I think I really do like what this film is doing, where it's really pushing and trying to give us something new and different. And I can never hate anything that does that because I think it's always great to be the one who tries something out for the first time and see how it lands. And I think that this film is going to be one of those movies that is just going to inspire many new creatives out there and give us something new and different from the slasher genre, which I think had been getting stale for a bit. Like, how much more can you do with it, right? And now I see there's still so much to play with it. And it kind of felt a little bit of inspiring to see this film sort of dabble into ideas and territory we haven't seen before. So excited for it in that matter. And so overall, I think, like I said, this is a film that doesn't have much dialogue to it. It has a different feel than most slashers. It's not going to go 100 miles per hour. It's going to go like 0 to 10, and then it might go to a quick 80, and then it's going to come back down to that 0 to 10. I think that if you are wanting to try something new, go in this with an open mind, but know this is a slow burn pretty much, and a film that's going to go to its own pace at times, because you think it's going to start picking up and picking up, and then it's going to take a complete left turn, and you're just going to be like, wait, what's going on now? So a movie that I enjoyed because of the new things it was trying, because it was showcasing something we haven't seen before really be done in this genre, and just a very interesting design as well for this monster killer, whatever you want to call them, which I enjoyed to see. Beautiful cinematography as well. The audio design is incredible. And I think that all of the actors in here do an amazing job. And I think that that's all valid in ways to feel about this movie, because it is going to test you, because I don't think we've gotten something like this ever. And so that's definitely something to note going into this movie. Overall, I still don't knock many points off because of that, because this is exactly what the movie said it was going to be. And it does give us just that, the perspective of a killer and how they handle everything. I think the moments of violence are very small, but they're very effective at the same time. And some of the most gruesome things happen in this movie that I've seen all year. I'll leave it at that. Definitely a unique experience, a very interesting film that I think is going to spark a big conversation and inspiration for many filmmakers and people alike who love the horror genre. And I'm excited to see once the discourse starts for this later in May. So let me know what you think about the movie. Overall, we appreciate the effort. We love the creativity. There are moments that had us testing our patience and we felt too tedious for the film. And we are standing at a solid 3.75 out of 5. Close to that score of a 4. I gotta see it one more time when I'm more relaxed and I'm able to really appreciate what it is, not when I'm jet lagged and all that, but definitely will be trying to catch it again in theaters and just see where I stand with it. Am I going for that 4 or am I dropping it to the 3? We'll see. Let me know what you think about the movie if you've seen it though, or if you're going to be seeing it, if you're excited. And as always, that's going to do it for me. May 31st, make sure you stick around because we're going to be talking about the movie. As always, check out our social media for all of the other things you love in movies. We got a bunch of South by Southwest coverage, from Cuckoo to Immaculate to also Civil War. We talk about Late Night with the Devil. We have a bunch of articles as well on our website, www.culturalixir.com. We had an Alien Romulus video coming today where we're discussing everything Fetty said and so much more. So stay tuned for all that. As always, I'll see you next time. Stay safe, stay positive.